Now, we know that TV, internet and computer games play an important part in children growing up, but physical toys like Lego are still a dominant feature. And new research released yesterday looks at how Lego has changed over the years and whether the Lego company's products have become more violent, more weapons-based over time. And the results show that Lego bricks, first patented in 1958, are not as innocent as they used to be. To explain, Associate Professor Christoph Bartnick from the University of Canterbury's Human Interface Technology Lab, or HIT Lab, he focuses research on Lego because it's been around for so long and is a stable product.
So a Lego brick you buy today still fits onto a brick that was released 30 years ago. And therefore, Lego is an extremely good example or study object to see how products have changed over time. If you've taken other kind of toys, they might have just not be available anymore or they're completely changed. So Lego has this feature of being around for a very long time and being relatively stable for a long time, so it's very ideal as a study object.
And so this here you have a toy which has, what has it been, a continuous production since 1958?
Well, the original 1958 was the start of a company, I think, producing these kind of toys. But Lego started off, of course, with wooden toys. So they made actually wooden toys, they made ducks and all sort of things. And over time, where technology and production changes and, you know, the production of plastic bricks became available, they essentially started to produce those things as well. And the system that they developed back then, you know, the dimensions, the proportions, everything like this, still remains the same as of today. So it's an amazing tool.
Mm. And I understand to date there is little research studying how violent the toys themselves have become.
That is actually something that came out of the study, which really surprised me when we were interested in starting these questions about, well, you know, these days when you go to a shelf and in the toy store and you see all these Lego sets, and quite a few of them seem to depict kind of violent scenes. We got interested in how well, you know, has it changed over time? And then one of the things we were looking for were measurement instruments. Like, how can we actually measure how violent a certain photograph is? And to our own surprise, we found very little work in measurement tools. So what you have is you've got existing rating systems or a TV show or a movie or a computer game will be rated. And there's usually a panel at an agency that would make this decision and then declare a verdict. But they themselves do not really have a measurement tool. The best thing you can find is from the history of TV, where people would actually just count the number of violent acts that would occur in a certain time frame. And that would be the basis for an evaluation or a rating. But of course, for still images, that doesn't make any sense. And moreover, just what exactly is a violent act? You know, that is very hard to tell. You can be extremely cruel without physical violence. You can also have, slapping somebody's face as a form of joke. So it is very difficult to determine, to measure what is violence and how intense is a certain violence. And so part of our research was really to come up with a measurement tool that allows us to better measure how violent exactly is a certain scene.
So you studied Lego bricks, which represent weapons, how many there are, how they've developed, and how many sets include some form of weapon. What did you find in the results?
No, so we were looking essentially at two main studies that we combined here. And the first study, what we did is we just looked at, well, there are actually Lego bricks which are weapons, like a gun or a rifle or these things. And they haven't been always around. Actually, they were introduced at a certain time. And so we just looked at, well, how many sets do actually contain such a weapon? And we see a dramatic increase. And these days, around 30% of the sets that you buy do contain some form of weapon. Now, this is, of course, very difficult because, again, the definitions are very tricky here because, of course, you know, the great thing about Lego is that you can use the bricks in all sorts of ways.
Yeah.
So it doesn't mean that, you know, a blaster is being used as a blaster. It can be used as a decorative element or for something completely different. And the other way around as well, you could actually have, you know, several normal Lego bricks being combined into a weapon. So, for example, if you look at the Lego Death Star, well, that is, of course, a weapon, but we didn't count it as such. So there are some limitations to this point of view in terms of just counting the number of weapons bricks. So the next step we did is, in the second study, is to look at, well, how can we see how the toys are actually intended to be played with? Because, again, just because you got a cannon doesn't mean you actually play with it as a cannon. And so we looked at the Lego catalogs, because the Lego catalogs show their products in a scene. And this scene is sort of like a suggestion about, okay, now this is how you're supposed to play with it. And so we took all the catalogs pages and we had them evaluated by hundreds of people, and we asked them to essentially rate each catalog page with this measurement tool that we developed. And this new and then the results of that one when they came out were kind of interesting. One of the things you see is that Lego itself is making the claim that, or they've set a goal that they do want to embed violence in some sort of comical relief kind of fashion. And when we looked at how the violence was perceived, that was actually not the case. The violence was very much perceived as exciting, and humorous was actually the least frequent form of atmosphere for violent acts.
So what do you got? I'm looking at a photo right now of some sort of Lego red Transformers-like monster, you know, with the big claws, fire. I mean, what sort of weapons, what sort of products are being used? Because, I mean, Lego is a big part of my growing up, and what did I make? I made tractors, houses, maybe a truck. I actually can't recall too many weapons.
Exactly. So what you refer to is the Pyrox that I used as an example. This is a certain theme of Lego that is essentially more like an action figure, really. And when I saw that guy on the shelf, I was like, wow, that's pretty scary. And I'm an adult. So that says you something. And so overall, the catalog pages, indeed, you know, the rate at which they, you know, the chances, if you open a random catalog and you open a page, the chances that on this page there will be some form of violence depicted is increasing by 19% per year. So that is a lot.
And that's significant.
Yes. And around today, there's around 40% of all pages in the current catalog would contain some form of violence. Again, we have to put some limitations on here. So what we're looking at is the classical Lego. There are other forms of Lego, such as Duplo, and we do not consider those. So there are other pages in the catalog that we did not specifically look at. But nevertheless, so the days where, you know, it was pretty much construction and ships and farming and cars, that's not there anymore. These days, the cars would be embedded in some form of chase with some sort of police, with some sort of threatening, you know, gangsters versus police officers. So the focus on conflict has increased.
That's quite fascinating, isn't it? It just brings up my, again, you know, yeah, you build the car or you build the truck. My question to you, though, Dr. Bartnik, is why is this happening?
Now, the Lego is not the only company. I mean, we just used Lego now as an example because it is, as I said, the history of it is very good for analysis. Now, what we see is an overall we become desensitized on this. So if you take, for example, computer games, when Doom came out back in 1993, it was actually banned. You know, you could only buy it if you're 18. You couldn't advertise it. And then a couple of years later, you know, it was, you know, this restriction was taken away because, you know, it became perceived as, well, it's not so bad anymore. So how we see and experience violence changes, and our standards and norms for what is acceptable change as well. And for Lego and any other toy company to make an exciting new product, you have to be at a level where kids are excited about it. And Lego is making an enormous profit these days. They have grown to being the biggest toy manufacturer on the planet. So they're doing something right. And kids want this kind of toys. And in comparison to many other toys, you know, Lego might still be a good option. But still what we see is, like, if you take this historical perspective, it is that our toys and how we play with them, the violence in them has increased.
And is there any official Lego policy around violence, and have they responded in any way to your research?
Well, I mean, the research was literally just released yesterday, so a bit early to get a statement from Lego. But yes, they do actually have a specific policy around this. I mean, they have a philosophy of, you know, the design ideas behind Lego. And they try to indeed, they don't shy away from playing conflict. And this is something that we also shouldn't shy away from. Playing conflict is an important part of playing. And if we just, you know, everything would be pink and purple and we would just, you know, just be friends overall and we would never kind of be in any kind of conflict, that wouldn't be good play either. So a certain amount of conflict play is acceptable and even recommendable. The question, of course, is how far down the lane do you go?
Yeah. I understand you're a big fan of Lego yourself. And speaking of pink, you've made a giant pink Lego kitty.
Oh, we did your research well, yes. There's a Christchurch Brick Show coming up in July where we Lego fans essentially exhibit their greatest models they made. And I built this large uni kitty indeed for this show. I've got two girls, so, you know, we had to build something pink.
Look forward to seeing it. Dr. Christoph Bartnek from the University of Canterbury, Lego, becoming more violent. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.